Thank you, Mr. President. Cluster munitions are, by their very nature, indiscriminate, and no one is safe from the devastating effects of these weapons and their remnants. Nevertheless, demographic, socioeconomic, and sociocultural factors, such as gender, age, and other aspects, such as class, job, language, race, ethnicity, political affiliation, religion, education, sexual orientation, literacy, and physical abilities, do influence and indeed can heighten exposure to cluster munitions. The risk of becoming a victim and the ability to access medical and psychological services and risk education. Alongside these immediate impacts, these factors also significantly influence the long-term socioeconomic reintegration of victims and the recovery and development trajectories for their communities, such as the likelihood of girls from affected families being able to continue their education and of women securing employment in mine action, the latter of which can provide a vital economic lifeline for women from affected families. Failure to adopt an inclusive approach which accounts for these varied impacts and needs risks not only embedding and exacerbating existing inequalities within marginalized groups. Crucially, a non-inclusive approach also acutely undermines the effectiveness of our efforts to resolve the lasting harms of these weapons, such as through mine clearance, where women's insight into the specific areas of land used by women and girls is critical to effective clearance and meaningfully mitigating the danger posed to their communities at large. Ireland is pleased to see the important advancements in the area of gender and diverse needs achieved in recent years through the adoption and implementation of the Lausanne Action Plan and Lausanne Political Declaration, which not only integrate gender perspectives, but also account for the diverse needs of affected populations. Key to this is the Action Plan's provision for specific actions and indicators on gender and diversity through 9 actions across various work streams, including survey and clearance, risk education, victim assistance, and international cooperation and assistance. We also welcome the synergies paper on gender and diversity in the CCM, submitted by the Netherlands and co-sponsored by 24 state parties, including Ireland. The adoption of terms of references for the gender focal points and the recently adapted Article 7 reporting forms. These tools provide us with a range of suggestions and commitments that, if pursued rigorously, will go a long way in achieving our goal of gender and diverse needs mainstreaming throughout the CCM. We are encouraged by this strong start to better mainstreaming gender and other diverse needs within the CCM, but it is imperative that we continue to make every effort to implement these actions over the next years to ensure that the work of the CCM is advanced in a gender and diversity responsive manner, responding to the specific needs of the past, present, and future victims of cluster munitions. We thank Belgium and France as gender focal points for their work over the last year, including in their outreach to signatory states for clarification on gender issues and the ratification process. We are pleased to learn that the majority of signatory states interviewed declared they had no difficulty with gender issues, and also welcome the exploration of increased synergies with the Anti-Personnel Landmine Convention, Ban Convention, and the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. We agree that the knowledge and experience gathered in these instruments can inform the future work of the CCM gender focal points. Finally, we appreciate the initiative from the State of Palestine in strengthening gender inclusivity of its demining teams and the subsequent positive results. And we look forward to learning from the outcome and of the envisioned training workshop aiming to build capacity in promoting gender inclusivity. These positive developments should be carried forward and expanded as we fulfill our Lausanne plan action plan commitments with regards to mainstreaming gender and diverse needs across every aspect of the CCM process. Thank you, Mr. President.